From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Aid flows to Nepal. Authorities in Nepal are carrying out a mass cremation of earthquake victims as the death toll has climbed to more than 4,000. Anjana Pasricha reports rescue teams are scrambling to reach those in need.
More than 48 hours after the magnitude 7.8 earthquake shook Nepal, distraught people prayed and waited to get some news of their loved ones as rescuers used everything from pickaxes to bare hands to sift the rubble. Mass cremations were conducted on Monday as the death toll continued to rise. Relief efforts slowly picked up pace after the killer quake and powerful aftershocks left tens of thousands homeless. It is the worst disaster in living memory for most Nepalese. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The Obama administration is defending the terms of its tentative nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State for Political Affairs Wendy Sherman told a Jewish group that the pact would include the most extensive monitoring the United States has ever negotiated with any country. She said it would give new protection to Israel by increasing the length of time Iran would have to develop a nuclear weapon. Police in Burundi have fought for a second day with protesters demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term. Witnesses tell VOA police used tear gas, water cannon, and live ammunition to disperse hundreds of protesters Monday in the capital Bujumbura. The demonstrators managed to assemble despite security forces blocking roads and a government ban on rallies. This is VOA News. Loretta Lynch has been sworn in as the United States' new Attorney General. Vice President Joe Biden led the ceremony at the Justice Department to make Lynch the nation's top law enforcement official. Lynch is the first black woman to serve as Attorney General. The United States and Japan plan to expand their military cooperation under new guidelines announced today. For the first time in the history of the U.S.-Japanese alliance, Japan will be allowed to project its power on a global scale. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met with their Japanese counterparts in New York Monday before announcing the update to the Defense Cooperation Agreement. Southeast Asian leaders say China's island-building efforts in the South China Sea threaten to undermine the peace, security, and stability of the region. A statement issued at the end of the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia notes serious concerns on Chinese land reclamation in the sea, calling for self-restraint in the conduct of activities. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry says the construction is being done within Chinese territory. Afghanistan's president was forced to briefly delay his trip to India after hundreds of Taliban attacked police and army checkposts in northern Kunduz province Monday. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Fighting has been raging in the northern border province of Kunduz since Friday when the Taliban launched its annual spring offensive across Afghanistan. The insurgents claimed to have overrun several military posts and inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan forces in and around the provincial capital. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui tells VOA the Afghan army and police have sent reinforcements to the region.
We are trying to make sure that we can prevent attacks from the enemy.
The spokesman dismissed worries the Taliban is close to seizing parts of the provincial capital. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Official results announced today show President Omar al-Bashir won Sudan's recent presidential election with about 94% of the vote. The head of the Election Commission says the turnout for the vote was about 46%. The opposition mostly boycotted the election, and Mr. Bashir's opponents were not well known by the public. The Clinton Foundation is acknowledging that it made some mistakes in its financial reports on the donations made by foreign governments while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. The matter has threatened to become a political problem in the early days of her campaign for president. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down, European markets up. Asia's markets on Monday closed mixed. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.